That's what it sounded like Saturday at Coffee Park in Santa Rosa. Kathy Slack was there. You probably know her as a local singer for many years with the Pointless Sisters. Now Kathy's here with us. Hi, Kath.
Good morning.
Yeah, we know her because she is the sales manager here at KSRO, multi-talented. What was it like? What did it feel like to be among the carolers, about 100 of them, I guess, that
right.
showed up Saturday in Coffee Park?
Well, it was the first time many of us had been actually there.
Ah.
So it was like, you cannot imagine what it's like from the picture. It's bad enough in the pictures.
Yeah, I know.
And on the videos.
Yeah.
And then when you're there.
It's different.
It is different.
How'd you keep from crying?
Because we saw all this love, and there's Christmas ornaments, and people, there was activity, and there weren't people sitting there crying. There were people. We ran into a neighbor, the gentleman who put the sign that said "Santa, stop here" or something.
Use the front door.
Yes,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So he's standing on his property, and we're walking the like 50 miles back to where we parked, and so we stopped and chatted with him a bit, and he's chatting with another lady, and he says, "This was my neighbor." Or is my neighbor, and we said hello to her, and they both said, you know, we never talked like this until this happened.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. There's something positive that comes out of it.
So positive.
Yeah.
And you know, with the rains, I heard you mentioning earlier today, we're walking by this one house, and in a perfect row, these bulbs are coming up.
The bulbs. Oh, man, that makes sense, I guess.
And
huh?
You're like, oh, my goodness, that was their, oh, I get the chills. That was their garden.
Yeah.
That was their walkway to the front door of their house. And these beautiful green leafy things are coming out.
Yeah, it's a strange sight, isn't it? The
so
emerging
strange.
Life out of all of
yes.
that devastation.
Yes.
Well, good for you. I know you were, you know, one of the people who put this whole thing together on Saturday.
No.
And it sounds like a pretty good turnout.
It was. No, let me tell you the truth here. I saw the mention in Christmas column. You know, give props to where they deserve to be given. And as a musician, I felt I have to be there.
Yeah.
So I posted it on my Facebook page with my friends. And so some of my friends showed up.
Yeah, it's Community Hands. I believe they were here with us on Friday.
That was Terry Shambari.
Yes, Terry was here. And Josh was also
Josh
here.
Josh Duke.
Yep.
And, you know, both of them are musicians.
Yes.
Terry, he played with Muddy Waters back in the 70s here locally. But has been a longtime musician. Josh is a young musician locally. And I know they do this nonprofit, but they just felt like they needed to get something together.
Everybody wants to do something. And the best thing usually to do is whatever you're good
yes.
at, whatever's in your wheelhouse.
Yes. And then, of course, they talked to Buzzy Martin, and he says, well, I have to be there. So he brought his guitar and wore his signature long black jacket and led us Motley singers, a crew of Motley singers along the way. And we stopped. You might have seen the picture, stopped and sang to some of the folks in their hazmat suits.
Yeah, to me, that was, I mentioned it earlier this morning, one of the most striking photographs of this event was the carolers in the front of the photograph, and in the background of the photograph were the EPA workers in full hazmat suits.
Yes, it struck us as well.
Yeah.
Everybody was happy to see them. It just made you stop and think and to see that these folks were out there on a Saturday working. And I know you've mentioned you've seen folks up on Fountain Grove working late into the night.
It doesn't seem to matter what day it is or what time it is.
No, everybody.
That folks are working to clean that debris.
Yes.
Let me ask you, too, because it's been a while since I've been there over to Coffee Park in that area. And I know there's been a lot of work done by the Army Corps of Engineers in terms of cleaning the debris from some of those properties. Does it look like progress to you?
It does. There are properties where you can tell totally cleaned, ready to have whatever done to it. They're flat. They've got straw or something all over it, and
but the debris is gone.
Debris is gone.
That's
but I mean,
fantastic.
there's still lots that all the debris is there. There's cars.
Oh, sure. Not every property is cleaned up, but it is progress at least.
Absolutely.
And then on Saturday night, something else happened to just ramp up the festivities at Coffee Park.
It was amazing.
Who expected snow?
Right?
On Saturday night.
Well, I tell you, just we saw a lot of the preparations for that because we were there 2 to 4 and they were starting at 6.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, we saw 3 Santas, one on a Harley.
There has to be more than one because they couldn't possibly cover enough ground in that one night. So that makes perfect sense.
Yes, of course. But there were people from the construction industry that had bought hundreds of bouquets of flowers wrapped in burlap with an ornament from Petty's Petals that were just handing them out to folks.
Nice.
From the back of a flatbed where Santa was also waving at folks.
What about the snow?
The snow.
I want to hear about the snow.
So there was a court, and as I understand it, the snow was imported from Bodega Bay.
Well, that's where I get my snow. Anytime I want snow, I head right to Bodega Bay.
I believe
it was a Dungeness crab and some snow, please.
I don't know. There could have been some crabs in there. But, they freeze a lot of fish out there.
Oh, ice.
So
ice
from the
snow.
Ice houses out there. So they trucked it in and dumped it, and kids were able to play Saturday night sliding down the mound of snow.
That's fantastic.
There were this Christmas tree court where we ended up as carolers, and we stood on our makeshift stage, Buzzy and I, which was the curb at 1717, sang Christmas carols and some rock and roll songs. So there's forgive me for not remembering the Christmas tree farm that brought them all. They put their sign up. They laid out dozens, hundreds of Christmas trees that people could just come and pick up and go put on their lot.
Nice.
Live wood. I mean, they used to be
Christmas
live.
Trees.
Real
yeah.
Christmas trees.
Yeah.
And then that court had they renamed it Christmas Tree Court, and every lot had a Christmas tree on it, all decorated.
Fantastic.
And we were there during the day, but we could see that there were lights on all of it. And I've seen some of the pictures, and it's just striking.
It is amazing what can arise from the ashes, isn't it?
It is. That was even painted on one of the driveways. But back to the carolers, there was such a mixture of people. One of our extended family members, Steve Garner from Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, his wife Nanette was there with a friend. That was a nice surprise. Another fellow musician, Cliff Conway, who has Stack City, he, his wife, and his 3-year-old grandson were there, complete with the plastic saxophone. And there were dogs and children dressed up in costumes. There were people that lost their homes. People that this one young lady who was dressed up a full-on elf, she had a bunch of stuff in the Hopper Lane storage units.
Uh-huh.
Lost it all. There's no insurance for that. So she had to go through FEMA, and she's doing that, and she's getting some money.
That's very good to hear.
Yes, yes. One of the ladies was 80-something, and her home happens to be on the edge of Coffee Park. It's still there.
Yeah.
But uninhabitable at this point.
A lot of people can't go back yet.
She walked the whole time. This one lady who's probably in her 70s took a taxi to come because she doesn't drive.
Nice.
A taxi drives up as we're all getting ready, and out she pops, and she was just lovely. She.
This is all indicative of our community, don't you find?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And I think maybe it's more striking when you lay, those kinds of colors and that kind of enthusiasm against such barren, of what was there. But it makes it all the more courageous, I think, especially for the folks who, are willing to put a Christmas tree, where their house used to be. To me, that is bravery beyond compare.
Yes. And another family that I know, I saw pictures from their Facebook page that they were there shortly after we were, and their whole family had gathered at their lot, and they were decorating up a fake Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And putting lights on, and
yeah.
And there was another family that strung lights from a tree. They just strung them hanging down. It looked like long icicles, and when you saw it, the pictures from the nighttime, it was just so striking.
Well, good on you for being there. Good for you. And you know, you've been a longtime member, supportive member of our community, and it takes a lot of folks like you to help us lift up out of this.
Well,
and on to the next chapter.
You know that you get more out of it than you put in.
That's the idea.
Yep,
that's
absolutely
the idea. And just because we are nearing the end of 2017 doesn't mean that this kind of generosity is on the wane. We need it even more than ever after the first of the year. And we'll be talking a lot about that as we head into 2018. For now, though, just a congratulations to those who took part. And snow from Bodega Bay. Where else can you find that? But Sonoma County. So thanks, Kathy, for all you did.
My pleasure.
On Saturday in Coffee Park. It is inspirational and no surprise, I guess.